Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Jones. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bell reaches second base with a double. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Tom Murphy now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Liss reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Liss moves to third. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Len tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Cooper reaches second base with a double. There goes Yastrzemski trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Liss moves to second. Dick Pohl now pitching. Bug Powell pinch hits for Ron Pruitt. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dillard picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dillard. Hendrick scores. Liss scores. Spikes moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Smith now playing left field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dillard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing left field. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick, who is chasing the ball. Lynn reaches third base with a triple. Dillard goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Indians. Jack Baker pinch hits for Rick Miller. Jack Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Darwin now playing left field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-4 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.